Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
Sinlaw and surrounding areas, I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, and I'm encouraging you to keep your radio dial locked to KAYT KQJO-FM, pumping out 70,000 watts of pure listening enjoyment pleasure, exclusively designed with you in mind. KAYT KQJO-FM is the place to be all the time.
Good morning. Welcome to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson, located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville, Louisiana, near the Berrytown Shopping Center. Contact Pastor Johnson by writing P.O. Box 259, Leesville, Louisiana, 71496, or phone 337-239-3845 or 337-238-4063. And now, here's Johnson Temple.
That in heaven lift up my heart.
The Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ welcomes you to our Saturday morning broadcast, where we come to lift up the name of Jesus through songs and the Word of God. We invite you to worship with us at 200 Nona Street in the city of Leesville. Our pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson, and First Lady Judy Johnson, along with the entire Johnson Temple family, would love to have you stop by. God bless you, and we now join a service in progress.
Thank you. church. Give God a hand, praise. Hallelujah. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised.
Starting us on our way. Thank you for the activities of our limbs. Thank you for a sanctified life. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I just want to thank you for all of your manifold blessings. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for filling me. Thank you, Lord, for the country where I live. Thank you, Lord, for the city where I live. Thank you, Lord, for the government that I serve under. Thank you, Lord, for everything. I just thank you for everything. Lord, you've been so good. Continue to bless us, Lord. Breathe on us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Look on the sick and afflicted, Lord. I pray that you bless Superintendent Smith, Lord. Touch his body, Lord. Let your healing virtue flow in the name of Jesus. Go into the sick rooms everywhere, Lord. Oh, God, touch by your power. Touch by your might, Lord. Send your relief, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I know you're able. I know you can. I believe you will. Bless right now. Oh, God, we're going to praise you for it. We're going to lift you up. We're going to give you the glory. Save somebody, Lord. Deliver somebody, Lord. Oh, God, sanctify them and fill them with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless the church. Let the church go forward, Lord, by an ever demonic spirit, Lord, that might come up against us. Now word my mouth. Give me what to say and how to say it, Lord. Let your anointing come. We'll ever praise and give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Certainly we thank God for his goodness. What a mighty God we serve. God is a good God. God is a powerful God. God is a virtuous God. Amen. God is a gracious God. God, amen. He's just God all by himself. And we thank God for him just being God. Amen. If we will only look to him. Amen. Look, come on, look to the hills from whence cometh our help. For our help comes from the Lord. And all we got to do is just catch hold of faith. And if you can catch hold of faith, amen, anything that you desire, amen, you can have it. Well, I know somebody said, oh, no, that's stretching it. Well, amen, see, when you deal with God, you can stretch it. See, because there is no limit to God. Hello. There's no limit to God. Amen. God, amen, is almighty. God covers everything. Somebody say, he's too high. You can't go over him. He's too low. You can't go under him. And he's too wide. You can't go around him. He's just big God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So when you think of it like that, amen, praise the Lord, you can say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So there is no limit. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If your faith, amen, is strong enough, certainly you can move mountains. Oh, yeah, you can move mountains. Because many of us have had mountains in our life. Amen. And we know that God moved the mountain. And I thank God for that.
We just love you. We love all of God's people. We go to the word of the Lord. For the book of St. John, the 14th chapter. Very familiar scripture. Amen. Many of you know it by heart. Amen. And this is, amen, a scripture that's read and preached from, usually during a funeral. Amen. But I think we ought to get excited before we die. Amen. I think we ought to get excited about God, get excited about going to heaven, amen, before, amen, death start creeping in the room. Yeah. And so if you will go with me. St. John, the 14th chapter, verses 1 through 6. St. John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. I'm going to ask, amen, that those of you that's in the auditorium with me, amen, stand and let's read this together. Amen. St. John 14, 1, read, let not your heart
be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I wouldn't have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Whether I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest. How can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let's talk to you for a few minutes, amen, from this thought, this idea, amen. It will be worth it all. It will be worth it all. How many times have we seen people run, walk, hop, skip, jump, trying to lose weight? They sacrifice many meals during this time frame, hitting the scale every day to see how much weight they have lost. And of course, if you get on the scales and you've been running and you've done without food and you still weigh the same thing that you weighed yesterday, you don't feel too good about it. We all do. When we are able to accomplish things, we feel good about ourselves, don't we? Amen. I remember a young man, that wanted to play pro football, and they called him the Fridge. Anybody remember? Amen. And they promised him a pro contract with the Chicago Bears if he would lose 100 pounds. And then there was an additional bonus for every pound he lost up to another 100 pounds, which meant that he had lose 200 pounds. This was an incentive for him. And of course, if you remember, he played pro football for approximately 3 or 4 years. Amen. Sometimes we need an incentive, and we should have an incentive to do those things, amen, that we want to do. Now, let me share this with you. Amen. God has made all of us and has given us the ability to do anything that we want to do. Amen. Yeah, he's done that for us. Amen. People that fail, it's only because, amen, they lose the enthusiasm, they lose the drive, they get tired along the way, and they just quit. But it's not because they cannot reach their goal. The goal, amen, is nigh them. The goal is attainable. The goal is accessible. But they quit before they reach their goal. We should be the same way when it comes to serving the Lord. Amen. The song says, amen, the road may not be easy, but he did not bring me this far to leave me. There's another song that says, I'm pressing on all I know. I'm pressing on to that city that the Lord has prepared for me. My dad, the late Elder C.J. Johnson, wrote a song, amen, said, I'm going to take a trip on that old gospel ship and go sailing through the air. He said, I'll see Sister Mary and Sister Ruth and talk about that gospel truth as I go sailing through the air, all pointing toward heaven. There are many songs that point us toward heaven, amen, and it helps to keep us focused, such as, amen, by and by when the morning comes, when all of the saints are gathering home, we'll tell the story, how we overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. Amen. And then the song says, I got two wings to veil my face, two wings to veil my feet, and two wings to fly away, and heaven's going to be my home. Amen. And another one said, amen, how I got over. My soul looked back and wondered how I got over. Another one says, soon and very soon, we're going to meet the King. Amen. These songs are motivators. Amen. And the old saints used to sing these songs, amen, because they said, this world is not my home. I'm just passing through. I'm just a pilgrim here. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm on my journey. Amen. My journey is where? I'm on my way to heaven. I'm just passing through this. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I don't worry about a lot of things. See, that's what holds a lot of us back.
That's what takes our focus off of heaven, because sometimes we get trapped, amen, in trying to get too many things. Amen. See, when you get caught up in things, amen, you take your mind off of heaven, and those things become the most important thing to you. Amen. If you spend all of your energy trying to buy a house and all your money trying to buy a house, you're not going to please God. Because many times, amen, your tithes and offerings go into the house. Amen. The time that you would spend, amen, in church, amen, you spend it decorating your house. Amen. Your house becomes number one in your mind, and so you have to give all of your energy and all of your time to that house. Amen. Some men are like that about their car. Amen. They work hard to get the Cadillac or the Lexus or whatever, amen, and then after they get it, amen, they have to spend all their time keeping it clean. Every time a speck of dust get on it, amen, they're out there with a rag. They wipe it. They're constantly wiping, amen. They're blowing on it. They're doing everything. They got to make it look good, amen. They're polishing the chrome, amen, because their life is wrapped up in this sheet. The car is more important, amen, praise the Lord. So there's no time to think about heaven. I got to take care of my car. Amen. The golfer feels the same way. He can't come to church on Sunday morning because tea time is 6 o'clock in the morning. Amen. And to play the 18 holes, he can't get off the golf course until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So church is out by that time, or it's too late to go. So I can't go to church because golf is more important. Oh, Lord, help me today. I'm trying to get you to understand, amen, how the devil can trap us. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we should have the same zeal as the golfer. The same zeal as a woman with a house. The same zeal as a man polishing his car. When time comes to go to church, we ought to be on our way. Not thinking about it, but on our way. We plan. On Sunday morning, amen, we start planning Saturday night. So we can be ready when Sunday morning comes. Amen. Tuesday night, Friday night, whenever you have service, amen, praise the Lord, you start planning early in the day. You don't wait till the time for church to decide whether you're going or not. Because if you waited until time to go to church, many times the devil has already tricked you. Tiredness has set in. Oh, sleep demon has set in. Amen. Oh, arthritis demon, done set in. Amen, praise the Lord. Oh, TV demon, done set in. Amen. Your special program is coming on, so you can't go. So you're taking your mind off of what should be important. Hello. Amen. You can't tell me that you want to go to heaven and you're not working to get there. Because, amen, they told me, amen, you got to do something to get there. You can't just sit down on flower beds of ease and expect to make it in. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So we have these songs to comfort us, but we also have the Word of God to comfort us. So let me move on into the message here. In this book, or this particular chapter of St. John, amen, Jesus is setting the stage to leave the board. Setting the stage. My time is getting short here, and I have to go back to my Father. Amen. And so he mentioned something about leaving. And Peter said, where are you going? And Jesus said, amen, where I'm going, you can't go with me. But Peter, amen, praise the Lord, with his big mouth fell, said, hey, wherever you go, I'll go with you. Amen. I'm willing to lay down my life for you. Then Jesus had to tell him, Peter, amen, you might be sincere right now, but you don't know what you're saying. Because before the cock crows, you would deny me 3 times. My God, what a shock. Amen. Then there was Brother Judas. Amen. He was killed. Jesus had to let him know, Judas, you're going to deny me. That was Thomas. Amen. We call him the doubting Thomas. Because Thomas doubted everything. I guess he doubted whether he was going to live for the next day. Got some folks like that. Amen. Praise the Lord. You ask that, how you doing? Well, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to make it. My God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Everything is in doubt. Amen. But before they get this debt, they know how much they're going to get, but they doubt if they're going to have enough to pay the rent and buy the food and take care of the children. Because all they do is doubt. Amen. So Thomas was doubting, amen, what Jesus was going to do. But Jesus let them know, amen, that I'm going away, but I won't leave you comfortable. And not only that, amen, praise the Lord, that I don't be troubled by what I'm saying. Don't be troubled about me leaving you, because things are going to get better. No, they ain't going to get worse. They're going to get better. Amen. You see, because I'm going to Calvary. Amen. But after I leave Calvary, I'm going back to my Father. And when I get there, I'm going to work. That's what I like about Jesus. Jesus was not a lazy person. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, what are you going to be doing, Jesus? I'm going to be building mansions. My God. I'm building mansions. Everybody, amen, that serve me and stay in my will, amen, praise the Lord, I'm going to have a mansion for them. And I'm so glad, amen, that one of them belonged to me. Aren't you glad? Or if you're serving God, you ought to be glad tonight. You ought to be glad, amen, because there is a mansion that is prepared for you. You don't have to worry about it. Nobody can get your mansion. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I have a feeling, amen, even though my name is not on it, I'll know it when I get there. It's already prepared for little old me. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So after I go through the trial, after I go through the temptations, after I go through, amen, the hate, after I go, amen, to the backbiting, after I go through all of these things, God knows it's going to be worth it all. Why? Because I believe that there is a mansion prepared for me. Soon and very soon, I'm going to see the King. I'm going to be with Jesus, amen, praise the Lord. And somebody said, amen, when they get to heaven, they're going to look up their mother. They're going to look up John in the heat of the day. I want you to know, amen, praise the Lord, my mind will be on Jesus. I just want to see him. I just want to lay eyes on him. I want to say, Jesus, hallelujah, I serve you many days, and I'm glad that I'm here with you. And now I'll be with you. From now on, there will be no separation. Jesus and me. Me and Jesus, Jesus and me and Jesus and me and Jesus, every day, day in, day out, me and Jesus, having a good time. Thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. There's another song as I close. Amen. It says, serving the Lord will pay off. Well, what's your pay? Being with Jesus. Living in your mission. For the thank you.
This has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson.